Recently, I was disappointed by a ruling of the National Cemetery Administration that banned a flag-folding recitation at national cemeteries during funeral proceedings. The reason? Well, one individual complaint had been filed against the use of the word God in one portion of the recitation. Now, this flag-folding ritual involves a memorial honor detail reciting the significance for the 13 times that a flag is folded before being presented to the family of a deceased veteran. Though not officially recognized, the flag-folding ceremony is a tradition that veterans, their families, and many others throughout this nation have come to appreciate, along with the patriotic message that it delivers. Within the recitation, the 11th fold of the flag is said to symbolize Jewish war veterans and glorifies the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The National Cemetery Administration, in response to one single complaint lodged against the recitation at Riverside National Cemetery in California, issued a ruling banning that portion of the ceremony at the 125 national cemeteries throughout the United States. Oftentimes, these recitations are conducted by volunteers from veteran service organizations and not even by National Cemetery Administration employees. In response, I joined over 100 members of Congress in sending a letter to the NCA requesting reconsideration of this decision and at the least a revision to allow the recitation at the request of the families of the veteran. I'm glad to report that on October 30th, VA clarified the NCA ruling to allow the recitation at the request of those families. This clarification refutes the claim that this ceremony somehow affected the separation of church and state. That complaint is outrageous, since this ceremony recognizes the different backgrounds of all veterans through the folding of the flag. These same veterans fought for that flag and the freedom that it represents. As stated in our letter to NCA, religion and government have to coexist out of necessity, yet they do not interfere with one another. A funeral is an extremely solemn event, and it is crucial that a funeral for a veteran at a national cemetery be conducted according to the wishes of the veteran and his or her family. How could someone disrespect families and friends mourning the loss of their loved ones, especially loved ones who put their lives on the line in defense of this nation? Out of respect to all those who have gone before us and to all those who are currently serving, it is my hope that Congress will never have to set the VA straight again on this issue. I'm Congressman Jeff Miller. That's what I think. What do you think?